Right now it's time for the morning line here on KMA. Among other things, November is National Bullying Prevention Month. In the Shenandoah School District, school officials, along with May Mentoring, are working together with special activities for this month. Chris Chamberlain is the district's positive support and bullying prevention coordinator. He joins us on the line this morning to talk about this observance. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. And first of all, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself and your job with the school district and what your responsibilities are?
Yes, I'm a longtime educator. This is my 39th year in education. I spent my first 31 years in St. Joseph, Missouri. I taught sociology and psychology and was a truck coach. Mm-hmm. Then I retired, and then I became a substitute teacher for 3 years in three different states in the area. And then I was hired as a success room person the last 4 years. And then over Christmas break, Dr. Nelson and I talked about this new position, and I was so glad for the opportunity to do this.
Could you kind of describe what National Bullying Prevention Month is all about?
Well, it's just to recognize throughout the country the issues of bullying and harassment and all the things that come with that, which sometimes goes under the radar. We all kind of talk about it, but we really don't go into depth. And this month, we're really highlighting through a lot of events, the national speaker coming in, and drawings and prize giveaways, and just really focusing in on student behavior. And so we're focusing really on our slogan for the month is, I am somebody. We're not only focusing on the bully and the victim, we're just focusing on the overall person, and we're trying to get people to realize their own self-esteem and self-direction and self-reflection. And I think that usually takes care of the other things sometimes from the bully aspect. They might see themselves differently. And so also the students that might be getting bullied a little bit, we want them to carry themselves a little taller and realize that they are somebody special, and there are mechanisms you can do to prevent some bullying from occurring.
How much of a problem would you say that bullying is right now in the Shenandoah District based on what you've seen in your job so far?
Well, it's bigger than most people realize. I think you have to look at it a little bit. Sometimes, like I said, it goes under the radar because as an educator, I know that sometimes as a teacher, you can't see everything that goes on. There are certain hot spots in schools where bullying does take place that sometimes is out of the adult vision. And so we're trying to focus in on the bystander as well, kids helping each other, identifying it, talking to us. Interviewing kids, it's a bigger problem than we want to talk about. I think sometimes bullying, the word gets overused a little bit because bullying really has to be a repetitious behavior, an intentional behavior, not just a one-time treating somebody poorly. But it is going on, and we're definitely going to identify it this year and do a lot of proactive instead of reactive measures.
When you talk about bullying, one of the things that has come up over the last few years of the social media is this thing called cyberbullying. Is that something that you've had to address as well?
Yes, it's definitely on the rise the last decade or so. One of the good things is our new phone policy, which is taking away a little bit of that opportunity that goes on during the school day. They no longer have that, but a lot of times, cyberbullying takes place outside the school, then it comes into the school by way of what somebody said about somebody last night or, you know, those type of things. And so it's around. It's something that we have to deal with. And again, it always goes back to, we don't know something's going on until someone tells us. And so there are ways of tracking that. And it's a big problem throughout the nation as well as Shenandoah.
Right. In your job, how do you deal with bullying situations? How do you attack these sort of situations these days?
Well, I'm trying to be really more proactive. I've already talked to 100 students in the middle school. We're really focusing on the middle school because research tells us that 4th through 9th grade is really where an abundance of bullying occurs, not that it doesn't happen in younger or older. But I brought in, like I said, I've already brought in 100 students. Just getting to know them, meet them. I'm trying to meet everybody before the end of the semester be proactive, just talk to them about how school's going, those type of things. And to be quite honest, some of those students, based on their track record that I know about working in the success room, the office referrals, detentions, and ISS and those type of things, you know, we're trying to talk to them ahead of time, try to get the behavior changed a little bit. Again, I'm teaching a couple PBIS classes, which talks about positive behavior interventions and support. And we're just trying to, like I said, be proactive more than reactive, get kids together, have fun activities and those type of things, and just try to get everybody to see that everybody is somebody. And again, it's a big issue. We're just trying to attack it a little bit here, a little bit there, through different measures.
Let's talk about this special month and how you and May Mentoring are observing National Bullying Prevention Month. You mentioned you have some special activities, a national speaker. What's happening this month?
Well, I got to thank Lindsay Roberts from May Mentoring. They've done the hard part, which is funding a lot of these activities, especially our speaker coming in. He's doing three separate assemblies, K through 4, 5 through 8, and then the high school. And then he's also doing an evening presentation and dinner at the Oaks Club. That's through May Mentoring. And she's written grants and really got the financials going for us. We have T-shirt giveaways. We have Pizza Hut Halloween party based on behavior through the month. And about 30 students in the middle school will be selected for that. And it's not just because of their good behavior. It's for students that also have turned it around a little bit based on their previous behaviors. We're really trying to identify students that have, you know, seen the light, so to speak, and are making some behavioral changes and trying to get them on the other side instead of the side of bullying, or not always bullying, but just negative behaviors. We've got drawings, which we have gift prize giveaways every few days at lunchtime. The kids are excited about that. We have some great sponsors, Hy-Vee, McDonald's, Rock Stop, Subway, Pizza Hut, Scooters, and the donut shop so far. And the kids are really excited about that. And we got some new banners put up with the I Am Somebody logo on it. And we're really trying to identify the issue, but also really focus more on everybody's special, everybody's somebody, and really build up the self-esteem of every student.
You mentioned the national speaker. Who is coming to the school district this month? Talk about when this person is coming and a little bit about who this person is.
Well, his name is Terrence Talley. He's a nationally known speaker and author. He was brought to my attention by my son. He spoke at the Rockport, Fairfax, and Tarkio Assembly just last spring. And my son just couldn't stop talking about it. I got on YouTube and watched him and thought this would be an awesome opportunity. I contacted him last spring, his agent, and we were very fortunate that he's in this area during this time, and also National Bully Prevention Month. And we've got him for October 21st. And like I said, he's going to be doing three separate assemblies and then that dinner in the evening at the Elks Club. And we're very excited. He is very energetic. He kind of creates his message around what you want him to. And so we're obviously focused on I Am Somebody and bully prevention, and just his own personal story really allows him to talk about a variety of issues that are school concerns.
Now, do you have the time that this person, Terrence, will be appearing at the Elks Lodge on October 21st with the dinner? And is this open to the public?
It is. There's some invited guests. It's a fundraiser for the May Mentoring, but I believe it's open to the public. It is at 6:00 at the Elks Club, also October 21st that evening. He will be giving an adult presentation about what we're trying to do here at the school district and what he's trying to do with his program, with his presentation. And then it's a way for May Mentoring to raise money for the next 3 years for their funding of this great program, which Lindsay's in charge of.
We'll be hearing, I'm sure, more about that from Lindsay and May Mentoring in the next couple of weeks. Chris, we thank you very much for being with us this morning to talk about this special month. Good luck to you and everybody involved with this, and we'll talk to you again sometime. Have a good day now.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and God bless.
Thank you. That's Chris Chamberlain of the Shenandoah School District's Positive Support and Bullying Prevention Coordinator here on The Morning Line on KMA.